piano. The ancestry of the piano can be traced to the early keyboard instruments of the 15th and 16th centuries, the spinet, the dulcimer, and the virginal. In the 17th century, the organ, the clavichord, and the harpsichord became the chief instruments of the keyboard group, a supremacy they maintained until the piano supplanted them at the end of the 18th century. The clavichord's tones was a metallic and never powerful. Nevertheless, because of the variety of tones possible to it, many composers found the clavichord a sympathetic instrument for intimate chamber music. The harpsichord, with its bright, vigorous tone, was the favorite instrument for supporting the bass of the small orchestra of the period and for concert use, but the character of the tone could not be varied save by mechanical or structural devices. The piano was perfected in the early 18th century by a harpsichord maker in Italy, though musicologists point out several previous instances of the instrument. This instrument was called the piano e forte, soft and loud, to indicate its dynamic versatility. Its strings were struck by a recoiling hammer with a felt-padded head. The wires were much heavier in the earlier instruments. A series of mechanical improvements, continuing well into the 19th century, including the introduction of pedals to sustain tone or to soften it, the perfection of a metal frame, and steel wires of the finest quality, finally produced an instrument capable of myriad tonal effects, from the most delicate harmonies to an almost orchestral fullness of sound, from a liquid, singing tone to a sharp, percussive brilliance.